Hello and welcome to the Soft UK podcast. I'm Kate Hart and I'm the engagement officer for the charity Soft, which is a support organisation for families affected by trisomy 13 and 18. Volunteer Week is an opportunity to recognise the impact of volunteer service and the power of volunteers to build stronger communities and transform the world. At Soft UK, volunteers play a vital role in everything we do. From the trustees who oversee the charity's operations to the volunteers who support families, to those who manage fundraising and administration. Today, we're speaking with one of our wonderful volunteers, Tina. Welcome, Tina. Could you start by telling us a bit about your personal connection to SOFT and how you actually got involved as a volunteer, please?
Well, yes, my personal connection with SOFT started way back in 1995 when my nephew Riley was born. And he was diagnosed with full trisomy 13 when he was a few days old. And that was a total shock to the whole family and a bolt from the blue because no one had any idea. And in fact, as with so many people, I think we'd never even heard of trisomy 13. Yeah. He lived in America, and my brother and his wife were given some information about Soft USA. People were mainly doing their family stories. I got in touch with Soft UK and found that they were producing these booklets like Your Baby and things about feeding and stuff. And they sent them to me. And that was a real huge help to my brother and his wife in caring for Riley during the 6 months that he lived. So that's my connection with Soft. And then about 15 years later, I'd never forgotten them. So I did a bit of fundraising for them. And I thought, that's it. That's the end of my connection with Soft. Yeah. My life has moved on, although I remember my nephew. And then during COVID, Soft very cleverly sent out postcards to people on their database saying, would you like to get involved? And I saw they needed proofreaders. And my family will tell you that I go berserk when I see bad grammar. So I thought, that'll do me. That's a little bit I can do.
Yeah. Well, fantastic. And so that was about 2, 3 years ago, was it?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Fantastic. So it was a proactive approach from Soft, very cleverly trying to find out how we could use your skills. Okay, brilliant.
That's right, yeah.
So you started out as a proofreader, and then I understand that you're now a support coordinator. So what inspired you to take on this new role?
Well, I proofread for a bit, and then I was asked to help out with some admin, which I agreed to do. And then I was invited to last year's Soft Family Day to help with admin and setting up and just the general running of it, which I did. And that's where I really realized the importance of the roles of the support volunteers, talking to families about how important it was. And I also realized how long the current support coordinators have been doing the job. And, you know, they've been working week in and week out for years and years, and they wanted new blood. And I thought, well, you know, as I've been asked to do this, I'll give it a go.
Amazing. So, Tina, what kind of skills have you learned that you found useful in supporting families so far?
Well, I think the main one is listening because, well, along with listening, giving families a chance to talk and express themselves, because I think it can be quite hard. Sometimes their families are so upset, they find it hard to talk. Friends don't know what to say, so they find it hard to talk. So it's really hard for a family going through the worst thing in their lives to find a space where they can actually talk to people. So just listening to people and let them talk, I think, is probably the biggest skill.
That's amazing. Tina, can you share some of your most rewarding experiences you've had whilst volunteering for Soft UK?
Well, I'd say it's probably not down to me, not to my work, but just being involved in Soft in general. Hearing from the families how important it is that they get the support and how grateful they are when they find Soft, whichever type of support they take up, you know, whether they want to join a Facebook group or whether they want to be put in touch with someone who's been through a similar experience. They're so grateful, and Soft is so necessary for people at a really terrible time in their lives. And at last year's family days, you know, at the various roundtable discussions, people were saying, you know, they were bouncing ideas off each other and saying what they could ask for of their health and education services and just sharing coping strategies. So I've really enjoyed seeing all of that.
And I suppose playing your part in all of that as well.
Yes, a small part, but then that's what people do. Everyone does what they can and it all helps.
So, Tina, how would you say your volunteer work with SOFT has impacted your life outside of the charity, if at all?
Well, I think it has. I think it's probably, well, I hope it's made me a better listener. And I hope that I don't shy away from difficult conversations. Because, for example, if, a few weeks ago, I innocently said to someone, "Oh, how many children do you have?" And he said, "Well, I did have two, but one died." And I think some people would say, "Oh, that's really hard. Let's change the subject quickly." And I just said, "Oh, I'm really sorry. What happened, if you don't mind telling me?" And he was really happy to talk about it because people do want their children and their family members remembered, and they're thinking about them all the time.
Of
I don't
course.
think, people worry, "Oh, I'll make them remember the situation." Well, they remember the situation anyway. So I like to still give people the chance to talk if they want to.
Amazing. Yeah, I think just asking somebody what the child was called, what their name was, is so special. To be able to say that child's name out loud is really powerful for the parent who's lost a child. So well done.
Yes, you're right. And a friend of mine was really grateful a while ago. I caught up with her. I hadn't seen her for a long time. I asked her what her boys were doing. And, they've all grown up and finished uni. And I said, "And of course, remembering your little girl," because her daughter had died of cancer years before. And she was just really grateful that someone remembered her.
Yeah, it means a lot.
I'm sure a lot of people do remember, but they may not have the courage to actually say it in case they
Oh,
upset them.
absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah, but what you've learned is it's about going out of your comfort zone and making your not thinking only of how you feel, but trying to think about how the person you're talking with feels as well, and doing what's probably best for them, or talking
Yeah.
about what's best for
Yeah.
them. Yeah.
But also taking cues, because if someone doesn't want to talk about it, that's absolutely fine. It's not for me to go barging in, but
Of
just
course.
gently raising the subject. And if they want to talk, they will. And if they don't want to talk, they won't.
Yeah. That's a good point, actually. Yeah.
Yep.
So, Dina, thinking about volunteer work, volunteer week, what would you say to someone who's perhaps listening to this and considering volunteering for SOFF, but maybe hesitant to take the first step?
Well, I would say just contact SOFT and say, "I'd like to help." There are so many different ways people can help, and at any level that they want. They don't have to go, rearrange their whole life and let SOFT take it over. You can just say, "Well, I've got time to do this," or, "I can help at one time of the year," or, "I can do a couple of things." And there are lots of different areas I think that SOFT needs help with, and I'm sure that you and Sean can explain that better than I can.
Yeah, very true. And I think it's an important point to make is that we will fit around your family and your life and your commitments that you already have. And, whatever your skills are, whatever you may perhaps want to learn a bit more about, if, for example, social media is something you've never fully understood or you want to get better at, we can help upskill you. And then eventually, your skills will be helpful to soft. So definitely a good way of putting it. And
Yeah.
then, Tina, in honor of Volunteer Week, is there anyone you would like to thank or recognize for their contribution to soft as a volunteer?
Well, for me, there's two people that stand out, and that's the Soft UK founders, Jenny and Chris, because they were the ones that were there for our family 28 years ago, and I've never forgotten it. And I met Jenny at last year's family day, and it was like meeting a legend, and I wanted to say thank you in person, but lots of people were talking to her. So I said to her husband, "Do you think I could have a word with Jenny when she's free?" So he brought her over, and I said, "I'm so grateful to you. You won't remember me, but I'm so grateful to you." And Jenny and Chris could have just dealt with their own grief and carried on with their lives. They didn't need to devote years and years, decades and decades to helping other families, but so many families have been helped thanks to what they did.
Amazing. Yeah, so true. Thanks, Tina. And I think their families report back as well that they kind of grew up coming to soft days and with the soft newsletter spread out on their living room floor, back in the day when it was all printed and posted. So yeah, it really was a family effort. It wasn't just the two ladies that infiltrated their whole lives, which is amazing.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
Well, thank you, Tina. We hope that this discussion has provided some valuable insights into what it's like to volunteer for SOFT. And as we've already said, our volunteer program is designed to be flexible and accommodate daily life, work, and whatever your family commitments are. We offer training and development opportunities for volunteers, and we have various roles to match your skills and interests. So whether it's family events, social media, peer support, or fundraising, there is something for everyone. So thank you for sharing your time and your experiences with us, Tina. We appreciate all that you do as a volunteer for SOFT. And to our listeners, we hope that you found this podcast informative and inspiring.
Thank you very much, Kate. Thanks for talking.
Thank you. So whether you're an expectant parent, a bereaved parent, a family member, or a professional seeking support or information, we are here for you. Please reach out to SOFT, and our contact details can be found in the podcast blurb.